Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, wherever you're dialing in from all over the globe. Welcome to the Living by Design radio show. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, your host for the next 30 minutes. And as usual, it is my pleasure to spend this time with you talking about another empowering topic that's going to help transform your life from just a plain, meager existence to an absolutely fantastic, mega life. And today, I want to spend a little bit of time and do something a little different than I typically do here on my Living My Design radio show, and I want to talk directly to you. It's just going to be you and I today, and I want to talk about one of the most critical topics that exist on the planet, and that's love and relationships. We are in the month of love. It's February, and it's the month for Valentine's Day, and everyone wants to have that special someone by their side to spend time with, to have that special day and that special feeling and everything that comes along with it. Now, before we get into the topic, I want to take a minute to just thank all of my loyal supporters for listening to and going to our website and just supporting our new Living by Design TV show. The radio show has been a mega success, and I have been absolutely blessed to bring it to the television airwaves on the WHMB Channel 40 Indianapolis, Indiana network. Now, this TV show can be seen on WHMB, but it can be seen all over the state of Indiana. Now, if you're not in the state of Indiana, please go to the YouTube channel, and if you go to YouTube and in the search field, put in Living by Design Show, and you will be able to pull up the Living by Design Show channel with all the full episodes of every single one of our shows, so you won't miss anything. So I'm very excited that it's just absolutely starting off with a bang. We've had some fabulous topics about addiction and resources for individuals who have lost jobs and just tons of different great topics already. And we have so much more lined up. We have celebrity interviews coming up on the Living by Design TV show. So please find me on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook. Kathy Holloway Hill, author and talk show host, is my page. And I love hearing from you. So please visit the website at livingbydesignshow.com. That's livingbydesignshow.com. So check us out. Send us an email if you have a question, because we have a Design Your Life segment, and I take your questions over the air and give you advice right there on the spot. So reach out to us. We love hearing from you. Now, in today's topic, I want to touch on several aspects of relationships. Now, when it comes to relationships, we all want the same thing. We want someone to love us. We want someone to accept us. We want someone to just treat us like a king or a queen. We want to feel good. We want to do good. We want to be a better person because this individual has come into our lives. We want this person to accept us unconditionally and just do everything for us to lift us up and not tear us down. Every one of us has a journey, and I'm sure we've all been through bad relationships, so we know the difference in a good relationship and a bad relationship when we see it. Which brings me actually to my first piece that I want to mention, and that's knowing the red flags when it's a new relationship. Now, there are tons of different ways in which you can meet people, and I may get into some of those later if we have time on this segment. But when you first meet someone, and you know you have already experienced a bad relationship in your past, why are you ignoring the red flags? If you don't want to repeat the same cycle and you don't want to repeat the same hurtful situation, experience that pain, experience the dilemma, should I stay, should I go, and most importantly, experience a painful breakup, then please pay attention to the red flags up front when they occur, and you will save yourself all of the drama and trauma of being hurt again. A lot of times we try to ignore the red flags, pretending they're not there or hoping it will get better. But if you continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, you know the rest. You know the definition of insanity. So I caution you to please pay attention to the red flags. Now, you don't want to be a cop, the relationship police, about it and just totally interrogate the person to the point where you run them off. But you do want to be very cautious, and you do want to keep your eyes open. And for now, just keep your heart, I won't say keep your heart closed, but keep your eyes open and keep your heart guarded. I'll just say that. Don't allow your heart to get involved until your mind and your observations are clear. So that's the first tip I want to make sure you understand when you first meet someone. Keep your guard up. And then I want to just talk a little bit about being a relationship junkie. Now, some of these tips are on my website because I write a lot of articles and I like to share a lot of my information with you. But for those of you who have not had a chance to read this article, it talks about being a relationship junkie. And what that means is that you are just so addicted to being in a relationship that you just absolutely have to be in a relationship. And it kind of goes in line with what I mentioned a few minutes ago. You see the red flags in the beginning of a relationship, yet you do nothing about it. And when you're in this mindset of trying to be the one who always has a relationship, always has that special someone beside you on your arm, that smells of desperation. And ladies, I hate to pick on you, but when you are in the place of desperation, men can spot that a mile away. They know you're looking for somebody. They know you want someone in your life. They know you're desperate, and they're going to take advantage of that. And, you know, I hate to paint it, you know, in a negative light, but I really need to say it like it is and keep it real, and that's keeping it real. So when you act desperate, you're going to be treated like you're desperate. Because you've got to work on your self-confidence. If you have low self-confidence or no self-confidence, then you're going to get into that desperation mindset. And if you're in one of those type of people who's a commitment phobe, meaning that I just have to have someone with me because I don't feel complete without someone, well, there's some other work that needs to be done on that. That mindset needs to be changed because you can't always define yourself by the love of someone else. That's not the way to bring love into your life because, again, you're going to attract the wrong person and you're going to be attracted to the wrong things in someone else. Which brings me to the self-love aspect of the importance of finding that special someone. When you learn to love yourself, now this is a piece, an actual piece that really we could do a whole show around because when you talk about loving yourself or self-love, I know there's some confusion about what it means. Well, you know what the word love means. It just means that you have that deep commitment, desire, and passion for something. Well, you need to have that deep commitment and passion for yourself, meaning that you don't define your love for yourself by what you see when you look in the mirror. You define the love for yourself by your connection with a higher power. I'm very spiritual. I have a massively huge connection with God. And you need to have a similar connection with something greater than yourself. Because when you can go inside yourself and look at yourself in the mirror and love what you see in spite of the physical, that's when you're going to begin to have self-love. You have to learn how to forgive yourself for choices and decisions you've made in your past that didn't turn out well. Everyone makes bad choices. Everyone makes bad decisions in their life. And it's sometimes you got to let that go, make peace with it, let go of all the regret and all the guilt and all the other toxic emotions that come along with that previous stuff. Most people live their life in the past, regretting decisions they've made, talking in their minds, that self-talk about, oh, if I should have did this, I wish I had done that, if I should have, could have, would have. And we do all that talk, and all it does is just pretty much stop us from getting exactly what we want in life, which is true love. And honestly, at some point, you're going to have to ask yourself the hard, tough questions. Am I being honest? Am I keeping it real with myself? What is really bothering me, and what is really preventing me from finding true love? What is holding me back? Is it my thoughts? Is it my negative self-talk? Is it my toxic beliefs about love? Because sometimes you get so caught up in reliving your past over and over and over, you start to bring all of that past junk right into the present, and it just flows over right into a brand new relationship, and before you know it, the new relationship is history. And you ask yourself, why does this keep happening to me? Well, it's because you have not made peace with everything that has occurred in your past, and you have not made peace within yourself, and you have not decided and learned how to love yourself unconditionally, letting go of all that past hurt, letting go of all that past drama and trauma and anger and bitterness and regret and guilt. Those things have to be resolved, and if they're not resolved, then you're going to keep carrying them around with you. I work with a lot of one-on-one coaching clients, and I've heard this more than once, and I've heard people say, why does this keep happening to me? Why does this follow me around? Well, it doesn't follow you around. It's inside of you, and until you learn how to get it out, it's going to keep happening. Now, I mention loving yourself because when you learn to love yourself, you're going to attract so much love to you. You're not going to know what to do with it all. You're going to have so many different choices of who you want to go with and who you want to be with. When you learn to love yourself, you have to begin first by believing that you are made of love. You have to believe that you are love. You have to believe that you were created from a higher being, a higher power, for the purpose of showing love and being loved. And you've got to understand that whatever you do for someone else, you can't expect something in return. You've got to love unconditionally and keep it moving forward. Typically, when someone does a nice deed or you do something kind for someone and it's not returned, the favor isn't returned to you by that person, you get angry. Or you get mad at the person, or mad at life, or mad at the world, or mad at something because it's not returned to you. Well, you've got to learn how to let that mindset go. When you give love, you have to give it unconditionally, and you have to give it with just the great feeling of giving. No, you may not get it returned back from that individual because they may not know how to do it, but when you learn to love yourself, you know how to give yourself love. You know how to look in the mirror and give yourself affirmations. You know how to go inside and meditate. Tell yourself you're beautiful. Talk to your higher power. Get that love from within, because when it comes from the inside out, you're spreading it all around, and it's kind of like a boomerang and a magnet, and it comes right back to you. So when you look in the mirror, let's just go through a easy scenario. You first wake up in the morning, and you look in the mirror, and you say to yourself, you are love, you are beautiful, you are wonderful, you are a spiritual and mental magnet, and you attract all things that bless and prosper you. You are a wonderful, beautiful being, a God-created being that is on this earth for a reason. When you leave today, you will attract love. You will demonstrate love. You will be loving every sense of the word. So you can say whatever you want, but that's just an example of something you could say to yourself. And keep that in your mind all day. Visualize yourself in a positive light. Visualize yourself doing positive things. Visualize yourself in a wonderful, loving relationship that you can't even begin to describe. Visualize yourself having something you've never had. And when you can visualize yourself there, you can begin to see it. I know a lot of you are, maybe you love to watch movies, maybe you love love stories, or, you know, you read a lot of love stories, or you see a lot of love stories on TV or in the movies. Start to visualize yourself in some of those love stories and start to put yourself there as if that's who you are. You don't have to wait until something comes along before you can start feeling love. You can love yourself, you can reward yourself, and you can treat yourself. And when you learn to do those things, you will begin to attract the exact person to you that you're looking for. Now, I know there are a lot of people who have requirements and a list of necessary criteria that someone needs to measure up to, and I totally understand that because you have standards. But I want to make sure that your list is not so stiff and so unattainable that you'll never find anyone to measure up to that. Make sure that whatever your standards are, whatever your requirements are, that the person is spiritual-based, spiritual-centered. As long as someone is spiritual-centered, then everything else will fall into place. And because I don't want you to get caught up in a lot of the things that people in the world get caught up in, the physical and the money and all of those things. I mean, yeah, we all need to pay our bills, absolutely. And you need to have chemistry and attraction to someone, that's important. But I believe that the most important thing is when two hearts can come together, two spiritual souls can come together and unite, that's what's going to really make you understand and realize that this is the person for you. And yes, it's very important to understand the elements that attract people. That's the first impression, and having commonalities and things in common and good conversation, body language, eye contact, and being very complimentary when you're talking to someone. Those are all extremely important. It's also important to exude lots of confidence and high self-esteem. And you don't want to come across too cocky or too arrogant, but you want to be confident. You want to have a nice, soft humility about yourself. You want to be very humble. And another thing I want to point out is that you don't want to go too far in the initial stages of meeting someone. Please don't spill your guts about all of your past situations that you're still dealing with and you're still working through. That's your personal business, and it's not time for you to share that with a potential mate yet. So in the beginning, just show your wonderful, pleasant, engaging, pleasing personality. That's all you need to do, and keep as light and upbeat as possible, and just have fun together. Laughter is extremely important. Laughter is food for the soul. That's what really gets people attracted to your heart and your spirit, is when you can laugh and just enjoy life. And when you find things that you have in common and you can talk about it from hours on end. I know when I first met my current husband, I've been married twice, the first time around, just like a lot of you out there, it didn't go very well. And I was attracted to the wrong things. I was attracted to all the external things, the physical and the money and the cars and the job and the status and the bank account. And the second time around, even though those things were there, but I didn't pay attention to those things. I looked at the heart, the spirit, the compatibility, the kindness, the spirituality, the things that really mattered. I paid attention to how he treated me. I paid attention to how he treated others, which is a great sign. When you're out together, look at how the individual treats service people. If you're in a restaurant, look at how they treat their family members, their parents, if their parents are still living, their siblings, if they have siblings, and their own children, if they have children. Because when you do meet someone and they're that special one, they may have children of their own. You have children and they may have children, so you have to come together as a blended family. So look at how they react to your children and pay attention to those types of things once it comes to that level. And I kind of saved the best for last, and I know there's going to probably be a lot of kickback when I say this, and you've heard it before, but I'm going to have to say it again because it's so very important. For ladies, more so ladies than men, but ladies, if you're really looking for a serious relationship that's long-lasting, that will lead to marriage, you absolutely do not, and I'm going to repeat, do not become intimate too soon. This is absolutely the biggest killer of all potential great relationships. People are human. Men are men. And men, I'm not saying this to be difficult, and I'm not stereotyping. It's just the way the world works. Men are men. And if you give yourself, if you give your body, if you give your physical love to someone too soon, it can hurt the relationship. It's very important to establish a friendship first before you allow someone to invade your intimate, your innermost intimate places within your spirit and your body. And plus, trust me, your mate will definitely appreciate and respect you so much more if you will just think about that and keep that in mind and follow that rule, because that is a red flag. I talked about the red flags earlier in this segment, and that's one of the red flags. If you're dating someone and you've only been dating for a couple of two or three dates, and they're really putting a lot of pressure on you to get more intimate or take it to the next level, then that's a red flag for you to pay attention to. Because if they're giving you ultimatums and saying that if you don't go further, then this is over, then let them go. Remember, you've been there, done that. You've seen that. You've already experienced that. You don't want to go there again. So it's not the right one for you. When the right one comes along, they will be patient. They will be kind. They will spend time with you without having any expectations of anything given back in return. Just your company alone is enough, whether you all are out having a nice dinner, or whether you're having a going to a nice movie together, or whether you're just sitting in the park, or just taking a walk down the street holding hands. Anything is good because you're together. So don't get caught up with all of the, well, you didn't do this quick enough, and you're not showing me how much you care about me enough because you're not ready to get physical. That's just not it. It's not going to work. And I've been on this earth a long time. I've been doing this work a long time. And I have seen a lot in my experience, and I've seen a lot with the individuals that I've coached, and that doesn't get it. So I'm going to ask you to please pay attention to that because it's very, very, very important. And I said I wanted to save the best for last because the reason that is the best is because once you find that relationship and that intimacy becomes a part of your relationship, that's what really gets us tripped up in life. Because especially ladies, once you get intimate with a guy and you have had sexual intercourse for the first time, your bodies will release a hormone called oxytocin, I may be saying that incorrectly, but the hormone that your body releases is similar to the bonding hormone that your body releases when you're breastfeeding your baby. So it bonds you to that individual. So whether that person is the right one for you or whether they're the wrong one for you, it doesn't matter, because now you're bonded to them, and it's going to be very difficult for you to break that bond. It's going to be very difficult for you to get yourself out of that situation, because now you're going to want to stay there. So that's why I wanted to end it on that note and let you know that it's really important that you keep your mind in the right place at all times. Begin with a attitude of gratitude. Show yourself love, because when you show yourself love, you won't be so desperate to look for love from someone else and something else. Sex is not love. And I want you to make sure you understand that when we're done with this segment. Sex is just what it says. It's sex. Making love is a whole different entity. And when you have spent time with a person, when you have gotten to know that person, when you have become friends with that person, when you all have have really looked into each other's souls, and you've had conversations about your life and your future and what your goals are, and your goals align and your souls align, and you feel like you've known each other forever, that's when you're ready to move to that next level. That's when you're ready to really take it to a place where God really means for you to take it. Because, ladies, we are not supposed to be out there looking. The Bible says that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So all you need to do is keep yourself whole, keep yourself respectful, show yourself love, show love to others who don't have as much as you do, support others who may not have as much as you do, and by all means, love yourself, support yourself, and everything that you give to others, you first should give that to yourself and your Heavenly Father. And when you wake up in the morning, you've got to show that gratitude and let your Heavenly Father know that you are very appreciative for your life and you're very appreciative for every single thing that has been given to you, all the opportunities that have come to you, the opportunities for learning, the opportunities for blessings and lessons. So everything that has happened, no, it may have, it's not all been good, but you need to show gratitude for it, whether it's been good, whether it's been a lesson, or whether it's been a blessing. So I'm glad you were able to share this time with me today, talking about relationships and just listening to a few of my relationship tips. We're coming up on Valentine's Day, and I am so excited about that because it is one of my favorite holidays in the year. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I am so happy you joined me, and I look forward to hearing from you. Please email me. Check out both my websites, chollowayhill.com or livingbydesignshow.com or my YouTube channel, Living by Design Show. And if you want to go to the search on YouTube and just put in Living by Design Show channel, it will come up. I look forward to hearing from you. Please send in those questions. And if you have a compelling story, you just might be a guest on our show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you same time next week on Living by Design. And remember to check us out this Sunday at 6 p.m. on WHMB or Living by Design Show channel on YouTube. Thanks. Good evening, everyone.